Greg and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. We talk about anything and everything on this podcast, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we shall try harder. I'll do that again.
Or you're not listening.
Yeah, okay.
There we go.
That was my fault. I was like, we got to
get a pinch on
hurry to get Scott in the chair because you want to go out. Okay.
There we go. Ah, yeah.
All right.
Hey.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. To my right and your left, we got Ziggy.
Hello.
We are Ziggified today.
You know, we had a plot line on this show that we started in the beginning that we've forgotten about it, where we only say your first name because you're a federal fugitive. You know, where the FBI, the CIA,
well,
MI6.
You got to go public with it now?
Well, yeah. Nobody can find you, but we got you here, see? So the Boy Scouts can't find him, you know, but here he is. And that's why we don't give out his last name. And
exactly.
And Ziggy we found at Mission 16th in San Francisco trying to play a ukulele with no strings.
I don't know where you get this stuff.
It just comes out of me.
At least you didn't describe my outfit.
Let's see. Today you are Yes. Yeah. You're today. You got the t-shirt, the jeans, and the tennis shoes, and everything's clean. So that's a plus. So, topics today, we got some good ones. A black economics professor now facing threats from other black people because he published a story, or a study, I should say, claiming that police officers do not shoot more blacks than whites.
Mm. But the study was done by a...
By a black guy, yeah.
By a black cop.
Yeah, no, by a black economics professor. Now, you know, everybody's mad at him. He needs armed security because he's getting death threats.
Oh, my gosh.
Panera Bread apparently exempt from the new $20 minimum wage going across California because the millionaire owner of several Panera Breads in California is a buddy of Governor Haircut and made a rather large contribution to the campaign. So they say, okay, you don't have to pay the $20 an hour. That's the conspiracy. They've denied it, and... the OC Register is like, no, it's not their fault. It's the fault of the unions and yada, yada, yada. So we got that.
Wow.
Canada wants to put people under house arrest for crimes they think people may commit in the future. And what else?
Dude, let's have Canada bring up Haircut on charges.
That would be nice.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Canada's America's hat. I don't know why we just haven't invaded Canada and taken it just because. You know, well, I mean, it would be they would be.
We
so
got
much,
a better minimum wage than them,
I guess. And then an Indiana couple will not affirm their child's mental illness because he wants to be a girl. So the state took the kid away. They're appealing to the Supreme Court to get involved. So a couple things to talk about today.
And the union's at fault, no matter what, right?
In Indiana,
the union, the unions.
Yeah, the unions are communists. They're. Everything unions do is a problem. We got an ad to read, Scott.
We do. I've heard that electricity bills are getting out of control. Have you heard this?
I have.
Are you tired of it?
I'm very tired of it.
I am. I'm about to call Alex Garnfield and take charge of my energy costs with solar power. You can call him at 925-791-1776 and get a free consultation and quote. And don't miss out on the special offer. You can pay just $1 a month for the first 6 months. Call now, 925-791-1776, and start saving money. Don't forget to mention Drake and Scott and his zigginess.
All you got to do is mention Ziggy, really.
Sir Ziggy.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for reading that, Scott. What do we want to start with today? We got so many options. Oh, wait a minute. Crazy on the way. We usually...
Yeah.
Start with something like that. So, and the reason I forgot is because I really don't have anything crazy to talk about.
That's crazy.
I've noticed, crazy. You know, I used to, you know, to get here, I used to leave the house at 8 o'clock and I would face a lot of traffic. And I've noticed now that I leave at 8:30, there is no traffic and I get here about the same time I would get here if I left at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So maybe that's crazy.
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
Because once you hit the jam, the traffic jam, all bets are off, man. Mm-hmm. It just slows you down forever.
Yeah.
Especially where we live.
Right.
in the heart of one of the worst commutes in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So my crazy on the way, I was noticing that I tend to go a little dark on my, or I complain or I whine, and I don't want to be that guy. So I got a positive on the crazy on the way.
You do that here?
Yeah. Tend to.
Okay.
I complain about traffic or I complain about my back.
I haven't noticed that. I've always noticed that I'm the one who does those things, and you're the voice, you're the moral center. You're the voice of reason that kind of pulls me out of the abyss.
Well, when we get into the colorful stories, that's true.
Oh, okay.
Crazy on the way, I usually complain. Today,
okay.
So I'm going to go positive and I'm going to go a little retro because this was like day and a half or so ago. Mm-hmm. So, our family's been having this debate on whether we should cook at home more often rather than go out. We tend to go out to eat too much, mm-hmm. right? But nobody wants to cook. And my daughter's been pushing us. We got to cook at home more. And, you know, I was like, okay, yeah, I guess, and whatever. Well, so the other day she calls me and she says, do you want cheese on your burger? Yeah, sure. I just figure she's ordering burgers because that's – we do that pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
A little plug for In-N-Out Burger. Anyways, but I get home and she has actually cooked burgers at home.
Wow.
She did all of it. And it was one of the best burgers I've had in ages. Nice. I was blown away. It was so good. And then I'm asking her, like, what'd you do? She had this whole system. I got these spices and I mix it in the meat and all this. She had all the stuff out on. It was wonderful.
So what's the recipe?
I can't remember. It was one of the seasoning things. She got some seasoning out of the cupboard and sprinkled it on and mixed it into the meat, and then she cooked it and, you know, melted the cheese on it and all mm-hmm, thing. Mm-hmm. It was still warm. I felt like I was at a restaurant.
Wow,
it was really good.
Well, there's a trick I use as well. When I'm doing that, it's I like to use taco seasoning in the ground beef. So that way you get, it's a hamburger, but you still get a little bit of a taco kick.
A little tang
to it. Yeah, and it's actually very good. So I would recommend trying that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although I hadn't thought of this till just now. She might have ordered the stuff and had it brought in and then set it up like she cooked it.
I could see that happening, actually. Yeah. I can actually see that more than see
her
actually.
Well, she is her father's daughter, yeah. So. I could see myself pulling that one. I slaved all day on this. So
Ziggy
props to her. With wrappers.
Yeah. She had to destroy the evidence. Yeah, we talked about that earlier. What about you, Ziggy? Anything, or did you just roll out of bed and come over here? And...
I think crazy was thinking four beers and the better part of the bottle of the wine was a good idea last night.
Oh,
okay. We're happy you're here.
Yeah, rolling out of bed was a bit of a chore.
Should we keep it down? I mean,
turn the lights down.
Turn the lights down. See, no wonder you keep telling me to turn your volume down.
Get him some earmuffs.
You've got the bongos going off in your head.
Yeah,
The stogie helped.
Oh, okay.
Bring me back to life.
You know, before we get into the other stories, there's one thing about, and I'm not complaining about my wife. This is actually probably my fault. Where before we got married a couple of years ago, 5 years ago, somebody gave me a piece of advice saying that, you know, never start an argument with your wife because you're mad at somebody else. And I thought, oh, that's pretty good. I can see that happening. So I thought, you know, any of the aggravations from work or anywhere else, you know, we leave that on the field. We're not going to take that home. Well, what ends up happening is I don't talk about those things. And I get the resting angry face, which is just part of my DNA, and I get grumpy and short sometimes. But it's like, okay, I'm not yelling at my wife because I'm mad at somebody else. So it's like that's a win, right? Well, it turns out, and we finally had this conversation. She finally brought it up, where she asked me if I'm mad at her, and I'm like, what in the world makes you think that? I says, well, you're grumpy a lot. Yeah, and it's like, yeah. It's just, well, is it me? I'm like, no. I'm mad, you know. I'm mad at these things. I'm mad at that. We've talked about some other things, the stuff that the perpetual challenges that we're facing, you know, where we live and everything that sometimes make existing at that location a little tough. And it's like, well, no, you know, I'm just trying not to involve you in stuff that's, you know, petty crap that I have to deal with at work, et cetera. And then I thought, well, how ironic! I'm trying to not talk about it to keep her out of it, and yet. she gets drawn into it for a different reason.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, maybe the better part of valor would have been to engage with her about the issues, even if they were repeats a lot, and just to make it perfectly clear that, you know, no, I'm not grumpy because of you. I'm grumpy because of these other things.
Because it's just your natural condition.
Well, yeah. You know, grumpy and old that, man. And that too. Even when I'm, well, not when I'm happy, it kind of shows a little bit more. But it's like, it, you know, just the general state is either grumpy or even neutral. I look grumpy. And it's, and so here for 5 years now, she's been afraid it's her. And it's like, well, why'd you wait to talk about this for 5 years? You know?
Yeah. No, you need to tell her. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. Right? Your favorite song by that one lady.
The lady who shall not be named, yes.
Yeah. At risk of getting in trouble here, I'm going to play counselor for just a second.
Sure.
Right? Free marital counseling here on the Drake and Scott Show. Yay. So let's take one of your sentences earlier and mm-hmm. let's cut it.
Which one?
Cut part out of it. You said, well, I'm trying to keep her out in order to da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cut out the da 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 and just you're keeping her out.
Yeah, and but
she just wants to know the stuff.
I get that now, you know. But and
it's a way of connecting.
You're right, and so
there you go.
So, but no, but here I thought I was protecting her and yada yada. You know, I mean, because it's not, it's petty crap. It's just, it's not even worth getting upset about. Yet still, it's stuff that gets to you.
Well, it's not going to bother her. You're not protecting her from anything.
You're right. Well, yeah.
None of that stuff's going to affect her. She isn't the one that deals with it.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll feel connected to you.
I understand. Yeah, but she'll also may try to get the nail out of my head, and I don't know if.
The more she understands your condition because you are open with your conflicts that you're bringing home, because you want to leave it on the field. You're not going to leave it on the field.
Right, well,
we're just we're human. We carry our stuff.
I've learned that. Yeah, it's not as easy as it sounds.
Yeah, so you walk in, hon, you never believe what happened at work today.
Well, right? Sometimes, you know.
Oh, he's talking to me.
Yeah, I know. And 3 days a week, I just have to leave the bedroom and go out and say it, because that's where. You know, that's where my studio is, where I broadcast from. And then, you know, at end of the day, I just go from one room to the other. I can probably tell her those things.
Yeah. Give her as much information as you possibly can and see how it goes.
Yeah. But then I got to talk. It's like I talk all day and then I got to talk some more. I mean, that's part of the reason I don't talk is because I'm tired of talking.
Well, let's do this then. You ended up talking anyways.
Well.
Because then she starts peppering you with questions.
Right.
Right. Just come out with it.
Yeah. No, I think that's going to be the strategy going forward, or at least some truncated version of what's going on, so she at least understands that if I'm grumbling, it's because of
you find
other circumstances.
Well, you withhold the stuff, then you find yourself in an argument, right?
There's
two philosophies for arguing with the woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's two philosophies, okay? Neither of them works.
Right. No, I know. No, but this wasn't so much of an argument as it hurt me because I had inadvertently hurt her somehow by, you know, because of what she determined from my behavior. It's because I didn't give her enough information, she assumed something, and that makes me feel bad because that's not what was going on and not what I intended. So because I feel bad about that, then yes, I'm going to be, you know, engaging with her in things that go on. And, you know, we shan't have this problem again. But I guess a misinterpretation or a misapplication of the advice I was given kind of led to that conversation. And it was, I mean, ultimately we you know, it's fine, but it's, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm here. I am stabbing my wife inadvertently and I'm, you know, trying not to. And, it kind of backfired.
Yeah. So here's an idea too.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her about the bad advice you got.
I did.
Then it'll all make sense.
No, I explained everything. I said, well, no, this is why I haven't talked about these things, because, you know, I don't want to argue with you because I'm mad at somebody else. And she understood. I mean, once we aired it all out, she was fine.
Yeah.
But for a few minutes there, I was like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this to you all this time and you've never, you know.
Said anything? Most people, and this is men and women, they just want to connect. And they'll keep poking you until there's some kind of connection.
Mm-hmm.
They'll bring up a topic, they'll ask questions, and then after a while, they're like, what's wrong with you? You're not responding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you going to respond? That's the one I get when I fail to follow my own advice.
Right.
How come you're so quiet? Are you going to respond? What do you think? What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Okay.
So. Yeah, get
understandable.
Keep yourself out of trouble, man. Speaking of in trouble, do not publish a study on how many black people are killed by police officers. Okay. Right? Well, How's that for transition?
That is a great segue. In fact, we also got to do a break. So
we'll take a break and we'll come back to this poor guy.
Yes. Drake and Scott with Ziggy back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. Thanks for staying with us. We have a story to kick things, to kick off this segment here, that we need to make it make sense. So
good luck.
I don't know if
good
we luck. Can, but here's the headline. Professor gets armed security after showing cops don't kill blacks disproportionately. So economist Roland Fryer faced backlash after publishing a study on racial bias in police shootings that found blacks were not more likely to be shot than whites. And now he needs armed security due to the threats he's receiving following the study's release. And who's threatening to kill him? Other black people.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? While the first part of the study found racial bias in non-fatal use of force, the second part surprised Fryer by not finding bias in shootings. Quote, it was a 104-page dense academic economics paper with a 150-page appendix. It was posted for 4 minutes before I got my first email saying this is full of expletive deleted.
Full of facts and data?
Yeah. Despite redoing the analysis with multiple teams finding the same results, Fryer faced immense criticism with colleagues warning him not to publish or it could ruin his career. Even his university dean claimed his research exhibited, quote, unacceptable behavior. I had colleagues take me to the side and say, don't publish this or you'll ruin your career. I said, what are you talking about? What's wrong with it? Do you believe the first part? Yes. Do you believe the second part? Well, and then they started getting wonky and told them the issue is they don't fit together. Fryer had to be escorted for safety after facing backlash for results that did not fit the narrative of racial bias in police shootings. The experience raises questions about whether tolerance of diverse viewpoints only extends to those that conform to preferred narratives and how much research may be suppressed or diluted to avoid controversy.
Wow.
So what do you think?
This is no surprise to me. None of it.
And is it because it questions the narrative?
The data of the study, is self-explanatory, and we've known this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since we had the killing of the black man in Minnesota during pandemic and all that stuff first came out, there were tons of data that was coming out at the time saying, no, white people are by far the most killed demographic by police officers. It's not even close,
mm-hmm.
right? And it just doesn't get the publicity is all it is.
Right, but it does challenge that narrative based on that publicity.
Well, what I love is we have a scientist actually doing science,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want to pay attention to it.
Yeah, well, that's why it's trust the science until it disagrees with what we think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ziggy, what say you?
Is it surprising that they want to go after him? Because no. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised by that either.
No, that part does surprise me a little bit. I mean, the disagreement and the arguments and the shouting, okay. But now threats? It's like you want to kill the guy that says cops don't kill as many black people as you think.
Oh, yeah.
It's just making them look bad. And it's like, what? Like I said, make this make sense because.
Wait till they come out with the data for black on black crime.
Because mm-hmm.
That number is much higher than cops on black people
sure.
crime. But, you know, I am okay with us having a standard for the policing to where
people are
safe and,
yeah,
and the whole thing. But most of these scenarios, somebody's doing something wrong, and when they try to stop them, they get violent and mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, I have plenty of issues with the police and you know, you will often find I'm not necessarily on their side all the time. But it's not like this is a pro cop thing. this is a irony thing where it's, yeah. it's like, you know, it's like you want to murder a black guy. Other blacks want to murder a black guy for saying that police don't shoot them more than, you know, yeah. it to me, it's just like, my goodness, what kind of clown world scenario is this?
I got a great intro song for the next segment coming out of this story.
Okay.
It's going to be a surprise.
Okay.
Coming in well, the next, it's a teaser for next segment.
Okay. So we'll you'll have to tell me what it is because I control the
music. Yeah, we'll pull it up during the break.
Okay.
It's
going to
be awesome. All right.
It's hard,
well,
it's hard to make sense out of that.
I hope this guy's safe.
Yes.
And I hope he does more studies.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, just based on other things I've read about him, he seems like a very bright chap, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about what he thinks about
it. And we like truth.
Yeah.
Celebrate truth anytime we can find it.
So what do we want to do next? Do we want to talk about the haircut or talk about Canada?
Oh, Canada. Let's do Canada. I want to find out about it.
You want to do
our neighbors.
Okay.
What's that about?
Yeah, this...
I love my neighbors.
America's hat checking in with more insanity. Canada just seems to be... I mean, speaking of clown world, Canada seems to be the home of it lately. The headline from the Globe and Mail, Justice Minister defends house arrest power for people feared to commit a hate crime in the future. So it's not like what you've done, it's what we think you're going to do.
Yeah. Didn't they make a movie about this a few years ago?
Minority Report. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, it was kind of a scary concept.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All these movies are coming to life.
Yeah.
Idiocracy.
That's... Canadian Justice Minister Arif Virani has defended a new power in the Online Harms Bill to impose house arrest on someone who was feared to commit a hate crime in the future, even if they have not yet done so. The person could be made to wear an electric tag if the Attorney General requests it or ordered by a judge to remain at home, the bill says. Mr. Virani, who is the Attorney General as well as Justice Minister, said it's important that any peace bond be, quote, calibrated carefully, saying it would have to meet a high threshold to apply. But he said the new power, which would require the Attorney General's approval as well as the judge's, could prove very, very important to restrain the behavior of someone with a track record of hateful behavior who may be targeting certain people or groups. So if you're saying something on the Twitter machine or elsewhere that targets other people, they then, I guess, put you on a list, and then they could put a tag on your ankle because you might do something more in the future. Or, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, there's lots of cases where people knew that someone had posted a bunch of stuff that they were going to be violent or do something crazy that was going
to
be...
Well, that's being violent or doing something crazy. This appears just to be posting on social media.
Yes.
Well, right. But if they want to monitor people because they're posting crazy stuff on social media, I'm all for that. Like, if you're dumb enough to post crazy where everybody in the world can see it, then I think people should be watching them. Let's send one of those automated cops from San Francisco.
The robot cop.
Yes, the robot cop. It just can sit there and video everything this person does.
Yeah.
But to arrest them or confine them or something when they haven't done anything, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? Is that just a U.S. thing? They don't have that in Canada?
Apparently it's just a U.S. thing. The Canada and the U.K. doesn't appear to subscribe to that.
Guilty until proven.
Well, that's dangerous because most people have already decided that white people are racist and bad and terrible. And mm-hmm. if they've already decided about that, then we all could be listed as potential threats and we could all get rounded up.
Yeah. Yeah. Virani goes on here. If there's a genuine fear of an escalation, then an individual or group could come forward and seek a, quote, peace bond. I love how they call they name these things the exact opposite of what they are. So it's like, we're going to jail you for what we think you might do. That's called a peace bond. You know.
Wow.
So anyway, an individual or group can come forward and seek a peace bond against them and prevent them from doing certain things. The peace bond could have conditions that include not being close to a synagogue or mosque, he said. It could also lead to restrictions on internet usage and behavior. Quote, that would help to de-radicalize people who are learning things online and acting out in the real world violently, sometimes fatally. Because everything you learn online makes you a white supremacist, apparently.
Well, don't we have a form of this already? Like, you can file a restraining order against somebody.
Well, yeah, if they're harassing you, if they're stalking you, if they're committing some sort of crime against your person, yet not necessarily violence, you can file that. But this sounds more like, you know, Uncle Bob has these strange theories about the Jews. I think we should report him. Does that make sense? I mean, just, you know, if Uncle Bob was just going to sit in his recliner drinking beer and telling conspiracy theories, I don't necessarily see anything wrong with that. But in Canada, that can apparently put you under house arrest.
Yeah, this just sounds like a restraining order warmed over and given a different name. What scares me is if they give him more power or more overreach, kind of like the U.S. government looking at our bank accounts.
Yeah, yeah. But since we're fair and balanced here, let's continue. Mr. Varani said the bill would strike a balance, though, that would mean that content that is awful but lawful would remain online. Quote, there's a lot of bad stuff out there, but this is not about the bad stuff. This is a much higher level. So yeah, maybe they are talking about the ones they've identified that might be prone to violence. But even still, I'm like, thoughts are not crimes. And
This is way overreach.
Yeah. But it's Canada.
I'm out.
It's America's hat, and we should have invaded them a long time ago just because.
If words are violence, then the next step, thoughts could be crimes.
Yeah.
And you're a little militant.
Crazy. I don't like Canada.
Yeah,
that's okay. Of course, just add that to the list. Brian doesn't like anybody.
It's all that a boot.
Nothing good has come out of Canada except Rush and Second City Television. was it John Candy? And he started there, and several other very famous comedians. I can't remember all of them. But yeah, Second City was a blast to watch. And then, of course, Rush, the best band ever.
Oh, brother.
Well, that takes us up to our next break. And then we got Scott's musical surprise here. He's going to tell me what it is so I can call it up. And
right on.
Yeah, we'll be right back
after this.
All right. You stay, I'll be watching you. Oh, can't you see? Crazy. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Drake and Scott with Ziggy. This is the song that Scott wanted to play as we came back into this segment.
That's The Police.
Yeah.
Every move you make, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Shout out to our professor with his study.
And Canada with their peace bond. Grief. Of course, this song is I think Sting told a story one time that he always finds it ironic when people want to use this song in a romantic setting, like a wedding or anything like that, because he wrote it about someone who was stalking him.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a stalker movie.
Yeah.
Or a stalkish song.
And it, so yeah, I thought that was funny too, but it's perfectly appropriate for our circumstances.
For our conspiracy theorists.
That's right.
Our overreaching government.
Well, speaking of conspiracies and old boy connections and all that other stuff, Governor Haircut is under fire, a.k.a. Gavin Newsom, governor of California.
A.k.a. Gabbing Nuisance.
Yeah, from the New York Post, Panera Bread exempt from California's $20 an hour minimum wage law after owner donated to Governor Newsom, according to a report. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law that exempts Panera Bread from a new $20 an hour minimum wage hike for fast food chains after the billionaire owner of several of the chain's locations donated to his campaign. I think that's an important distinction. This is the owner of several locations in California, not the owner of Panera Bread in particular. In September, Newsom, a Democrat, signed into law a measure that raises the minimum wage of fast food workers from $16 to $20 an hour. But the Fast Food Accountability and Standards Recovery Act includes an unusual carve-out that exempts, quote, chains that bake bread and sell it as a standalone item, according to Bloomberg News. Newsom reportedly sought the exemption, which benefits, among others, Greg Flynn, the billionaire CEO of Flynn Restaurant Group, the company that owns some two dozen Panera Bread locations across the state. Flynn, who attended the same high school as Newsom, has been involved in business dealings with the California governor, according to Bloomberg. He also contributed to Newsom's political campaigns.
Really?
So,
this just in.
What?
Gabbing Nuisance can be bought.
Yeah.
You can pay him off and, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, my phone's ringing. I wonder if we can get confirmation that Gavin Newsom can get paid off. Hold on, let me see who this is. Hello? Oh, yes, PG&E? Oh, you can't confirm that he can be peeled off. Okay, all right, he can be paid off. PG&E just confirmed it.
Oh, that's good.
There's no surprise here.
Yeah.
That he has his hands in some kind of shenanigans. They probably signed the deal at an early dinner.
Probably.
What was that?
Newsom told reporters last month that the exemption was, quote, part of the sausage making in politics. The Post has sought comment from Flynn, Newsom, and Panera Bread. So far, nobody's talking.
Nope.
Now, they've, in other stories, they've both denied it. But here is the Orange County Register weighing in on this. And it's an opinion piece, so it's more opinion than fact here. But the opinion is, quote, misplaced outrage over Panera Bread's carve-out from the fast food law. In a rare showing of Sacramento bipartisanship, Republicans and Democrats this week were at odds with Governor Newsom. A report in Bloomberg alleged that a bakery exemption in the state's forthcoming fast food bill, yada, 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 would help one of the governor's campaign donors, a franchisee of Panera Bread. And then here's where, in separate statements, the governor and the franchisee denied the allegations. Republicans responded by calling for investigations. Democrats expressed irritation at a storyline detracting from their policy victory. Hmm. Social media response characteristically heated.
Well, that's so hypocritical because the liberal agenda is to get the minimum wage higher.
Right.
Yeah. And here you have somebody that's going to find an exemption, it sounds like, for all bakeries, not just Panera.
Well, I think that's probably part of the sleight of hand.
It's going against their... Yeah, no, I just got a text message. Yeah, it's for all bakeries. Wow.
Yeah, get ready for the McBakery.
Yeah. Yeah. The article continues, but the outrage on the right and the left is misplaced. If anyone deserves the blame for the current PR crisis, it's the labor union that forced California restaurants to reason with this unreasonable mandate. The story of how California came to embrace a $20 an hour fast food minimum wage is well known. A multi-year battle between the Service Employees International Union and the restaurant industry regarding a proposed fast food regulatory body ended this past year in a truce. Both sides gave up ground. The union's fast food council was substantially weakened, but it was spared the indignity of fighting for its signature policy via a voter referendum. Fast food chains were spared the worst of the union's schemes to crush small business, but had to accept the $20 minimum wage. So the backroom shenanigans has nothing to do with haircut and his high school buddy. It has everything to do with the evil union. And if there wasn't a union, this wouldn't be happening, and yada, yada, yada. So let's shift the blame and
Let's find exemptions for the minimum wage thing. Because my company just texted me, my boss.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're going to start baking at work. So I'm all for it because we're going to pay like $14 or something an hour.
$14 an hour.
We're exempt. We can just charge whatever we want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's another round on the cycle.
Yeah. So, but now how... This also is detracting or distracting from the fact that at $20 an hour, prices going to rise to cover this? I mean, we're already hearing from the fast food chains that they have to raise prices. McDonald's is really taking a hit from how they raised prices last year.
Yep.
And they had their big investor call, and it's like, yeah, we got to make some adjustments. We're not going to raise prices as steeply this year. And Wendy's was they floated the idea of surge pricing. Well, they will adjust prices throughout the day depending on demand, and they got dunked on big time to where they've now pulled back from that.
Politicians have forgotten one of the most basic laws of economics, supply and demand. You start increasing the cost of making something, they got to increase the price of stuff, and then people won't buy it. And mm-hmm. my daughter will love this because we'll end up cooking at home more often.
Right.
I mean, have you eaten out lately and then seen the bill when
it's
it comes?
There's some shock, yeah.
We went out to dinner last night. I paid for three people. It was over $100.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, I could just start eating at home, you know, mm-hmm. and quite frankly, what am I getting for $20 an hour? Some of the people that are working for $20 an hour, then they want me to tip.
Mm-hmm.
I had a restaurant the other day, and it was one of these places where you go up to the counter and you order. Nobody's waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And I go to pay. The first option for the tip
was
25%.
Yeah.
When I'm not actually being served, I had to go get my own drink. I had to get all my toppings myself. I had to carry my stuff to the table. You want what?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to raise the price on top of the tipping?
Yes, exactly. I'm not tipping you for existing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is insane.
And
there's
restaurants are getting hit the hardest.
Yeah, and I keep thinking there has to be some sort of tipping point for this where people just say enough. But the problem is, in California, you've got so many people making so much money that they actually can absorb that cost, where there's enough of that absorption that it keeps these places afloat.
Well, don't worry. Gavin Newsom's going to solve that, too. He's making everything so expensive that he's going to run everything into the ground.
Yeah, I got a pal selling his house and running to Texas.
Yeah, so the only state that has people leaving more than California is New York. And New York's just a bigger version of the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
They're driving into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're going to get populations in all of these red states go up, and then we'll have the what's the election? The Electoral College is going to have to change because
the population changes. Yeah,
population will change, and next thing you know,
yeah, we might lose a couple senators.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm all for it. Let's do it.
You know, speaking of the Electoral College, we wanted to. This news broke this morning, and we wanted to talk about it, or at least said we wanted to talk about it. But so Colorado claimed that Mr. Trump could not be on the ballot there because of the so-called January 6th insurrection. The Supreme Court weighed in on it today, and in a 9-0 decision, told Colorado to get bent.
Nice.
And
they said, you're not him.
Yeah, they said, yeah, January the 6th was... They haven't commented specifically. They
went Elon Musk.
That's right. They went Elon Musk on it. I missed that one.
Yeah, that was good.
So SCOTUS rules 9-0, so even the liberal judges ruled in his favor. When you got Sotomayor and who's the other one, the new lady, when they're voting on your side, you know you done messed up.
Yeah, so, well, you couldn't even get the three liberal court justices to vote with you. That's a bad sign.
Mm-hmm. So he's on he'll stay on the Colorado ballots, and that apparently covers the.
We're going to see a rise in the PCM then.
What is the PCM?
Political Candidates Matter.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Thank you. A little shot to Ziggy from last show.
That's right. The funny part is liberal heads are exploding, and I wish I could run through all of these clips here of the mainstream media just losing their minds. Here's Kurt Olbermann, though, in a tweet. The Supreme Court has betrayed democracy. Its members, including Jackson and Kagan, those are the two, and Sotomayor, have proved themselves inept at reading comprehension, and collectively the, quote, court has shown itself to be corrupt and illegitimate. It must be dissolved.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't fit our narrative.
I love
when... Yeah, we didn't get the result we want. Let's riot.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I love when people try to question the intellect of a Supreme Court justice. The Supreme Court justices are probably some of the smartest people on the planet.
Eh.
You can't get to that position without a crazy amount of studying.
Yeah, but
and
but
even, a long track record of work and experience, and they earn their spot for sure.
I guess. I mean, you know, but I mean, even the conservative justices, they pull some boners sometime too, and it's like, you know, I mean, and I guess every, you know, so they're not perfect, but you know, yeah, you're right.
Just because you can't understand
right.
the complexity of their intellect and how smart they are, it doesn't mean you get to call them dumb. That's just dumb.
Well, they've done dumb. They've done dumb things. So,
now, I tell you what. I would love to have dinner with any of the Supreme Court justices, just to sit and talk with them over a meal,
mm-hmm.
pick their brain, and hear what they think is important stuff. I that would be absolutely fascinating.
It actually would be, yeah.
Do you know how many meals I want to have with this guy that posted on social media about the court needs to be dissolved?
No.
None. You know how much he'd have to pay me for me to eat with him?
So he'd
we're
have to,
way over $20 an hour, for sure.
He'd have to pay for the privilege and the meal, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I have an appearance fee for people like that. It's got a lot of zeros. No.
So any final thoughts on our political shenanigans here with the haircut? And
then you'll have to give him this picture, too.
Yeah, leave a tip.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got to pay my appearance fee, and then he has to tip leave me a on tip. Top
That's
of it.
That's right.
No, with Gavin Newsom, I don't. None of this surprises me. He has proven that he has just a self agenda all the time. Like, it's shameless self promotion, and it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, but it's going to be rough because when he runs for president, we're all going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get very far, personally. No. But, yeah, I know, but I don't think so.
Did you see how the last presidential candidate out of the liberal side did? He won. He was the most inept person.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he can't remember what state he's in.
But even I will hold Joe Biden in higher regard than Gavin Newsom. So, you know, it's... Oof. I know, but I mean, just with many, many caveats. But it's just like, you know, if you had to take the two...
Gosh, you know. I don't know. Like, if I... That's weird. I never thought... Like, if I had to choose between those two... I'm actually stumped.
Yeah. No, the choice is pretty obvious.
Yeah,
I'll take Thor 3, Alex.
I'll take the dementia laden old man.
I can't
over
remember
there.
The time I picked Biden over anything, but I might in this case.
Well, Biden is good just for the entertainment. You know, watching the old man stumble around and the odd things he says.
I mean,
he was the best thing about the Obama years was just watching him shoot his mouth off and then have to retract everything. You know,
I would hate to see a haircut do to the country what he's done to California.
Yeah, well,
I just hope that the rest of the country sees what's going on.
Just because you can, what did Ross Perot say one time? Just because you ran Walmart doesn't mean you can run the country. California's Walmart. You know, I don't think. Yeah, we don't.
There's
I don't
some
think,
good arguments for that.
I don't think we have to worry too much.
You're on to something.
Yeah. Oh,
I just need an old person to just hand me a cart everywhere I go. Nice little blue apron on.
That's right. Okay. Well, we'll be back with our post game wrap up after this.
Ooh, yeah. I'm putting it under the 12th.
Right on. Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com, back with our final segment, post-game wrap-up, where we try to make sense of everything we've talked about over the last hour.
But it just makes sense.
I'm not sure we can.
No.
I don't know. We're going to take a shot at it, though. Today's post-game report brought to you by communication.
Okay.
Communicate. Right, we were talking earlier about when you withhold stuff, especially from people that you care about. When you withhold it, let's break it down. You're holding something within you. Who's it going to mess with the most? Yourself,
right?
But it's like a virus or a disease. The more you get messed up by it, it's going to start affecting the people around you.
Sure.
If we're just open, share information, it's not really that big of a threat. You got to stop looking at it as detrimental, or that people are going to judge you based on something that you shared. Then we get stuff out on the open and we start talking about it. Like this professor who had a study, he published the results, and we can't talk about it. We can't communicate about it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's trying to communicate and then they're going straight to violence. Let's just do communication. Yep. All right.
Sure.
Post game report brought to you by Communicate. Right. I want this Panera Bread Company guy and the inept governor to communicate about what's really going on behind the scenes with these, right?
Sure.
Let's find out, what is the minimum wage bill all about? Why do we have these bills that we pass that are hundreds and hundreds of pages long and nobody knows what's inside of them?
Nope.
Because they don't want you to know. It's lack of communication.
See, this is why we have him on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, right? I get worked up about this stuff.
I just
want to pound on the table and say awful things. He actually makes it all make sense.
Communicate with your kids. Communicate with your spouses. Communicate with your coworkers. Like, come on, can't we all just get along?
No.
No.
Sorry, I just had to go Rodney
yeah,
King.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Yeah, it's
right. If they had talked to him instead of just beat him, things would have gone better.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. So, there you go.
All right.
And I have effectively killed the room.
Well, no, but usually though, you tie in the theme of the show with your third T. And communicate doesn't begin with a T. So how does the...
Yeah, it is. The third T brought to you, today stands for talk.
God, I thought I had him.
I thought I had you. Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
It doesn't stand for twist, that's for sure.
You know, Sailor Twist. I've got two people working on a new logo that will include the third T, and I've yet to hear from either of them. So I will try to get on that this week. But we're working on getting the third T added to the show logo for you. So.
Sweet,
that's good.
Yeah, Ziggy, any final thoughts? Okay.
Yeah. Right.
he's withholding his
I'm withholding
his third T. It stands for tongue tied.
Okay. Tongue tied.
Tongue tied today. Tomorrow, though.
Okay.
I'm just using T words now.
I understand.
Shamelessly.
That's too much.
Let's wrap this up. Hey, next week we got to talk about this Indiana thing, mental illness.
You know,
immigrant story we got to cover next week too. So a lot of stuff coming up.
We always run out of time.
And email us. Email us if you have ideas. Please. If you have thoughts, if you want us to talk about drakeandscott@gmail.com. That's Scott with three T's, by the way. If you can't spell that, then you don't get to email us.
And you have to
drakeandscott@gmail.com.
You have to spell out the and, too, right?
You have to spell out the and.
You got to spell the whole thing.
Yes.
So drakeandscott@gmail.com.
There you go.
All right.
It's been fun.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's it. So the time always flies. So... I guess one of us in particular has to fly out of here because I actually have a real job to go to.
Every step you take.
All right. So Drake and Scott with ZiggyRadioSlot.com.
Are they going to start making bread there too?
What was that?
Are they going to start making bread there too?
I'll
bring it up at the next meeting. Yeah. Staff meeting Monday. So yeah, why not? We'll see you all next week.
Bye.